On this episode, why do guys send dick pics?
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Oh, it's another beautiful sunset in the mountains at this very moment. Let's talk about why guys send dick pics and something that we can all learn from this, regardless of whether that's something you've ever done or had some urge to do or not. There's something that's very important that we can all take away from that. This thing of guys sending pictures of their cock to various people is very, very common. I have yet to really encounter a woman on social media who's been on any social media channel for any length of time who hasn't gotten unwanted dick pics from some or many guys, potentially many, depending on how that woman shows up, you know, on social media. And it's not just the women. I've received many of these myself, and I'm sure I'm not the only guy. Now, I might receive more of these than your average guy because of some of the things that I talk about, but it's by no means limited to women. There is something that a lot of guys have this urge to send pictures or whatever of their cock to other people that in most cases they don't even know at all. And in almost every case, pretty much every case, guys, it's unwanted, right? I've never once ever met any human being, man or woman, who has been like, oh man, I got this picture of this random dude's cock today. It was so awesome. Oh man, it got my day off to such a great start. No, that's not happening. It's unwanted, right? And yet, for whatever reason, even though, guys, I guarantee you, guys are they're not getting positive responses to this. And if you've done this, if this is something that you've sort of, we'll talk about why in just a moment. But if this is something you've felt this compulsion towards, guys don't get a positive response. It's not like the women or whoever that they send this to are excited about it. And yet that's the reason why. That's the reason why. Let's understand why this actually happens. What is actually happening when a dude is doing this? Right? Here's what's actually happening. They're wanting validation and love and acceptance of their sexual being and of their cock. And because they're not giving that to themselves, they're seeking it from external sources. And as that pathway opens up in terms of not having the internal foundation, the seeking of the external becomes more extreme. That's the foundation. Guys are doing this. They are sending pictures of their cock to random women, to random people, because they want to feel loved. They want someone to tell them that their cock is awesome. They want someone to tell them that they're a powerful sexual being. They want someone to tell them that their cock is beautiful and big enough and powerful and all the things. That's a natural desire, actually, right? Just like women want to feel beautiful and attractive and right? As men, it's a natural desire to want to feel like a powerful sexual being. And we have this part of our body that is inherently and exclusively sexual. It's natural to have this desire to have it feel loved and accepted and to have it feel powerful and to have it feel acknowledged and seen. But here's the thing, the vast majority of guys, the vast majority, including guys that have never sent a picture of their cock to some random person, aren't actually loving themselves in this way. And it ends up creating funkiness in relationships and all kinds of things. But that's the foundation of why guys are doing this. They want to be loved and seen and accepted. So what we can all learn from this is a couple of things. One, if you've ever done this or if you've had the urge to do it, recognize that number one, nobody wants to see it. If you're not in a relationship with somebody, I guarantee you they don't want to see your cock. That's it. Even if you are in a relationship with somebody, they probably aren't that psyched to see it. They're probably more interested and feeling it and feeling you and engaging with you, right? So nobody really wants to see your cock, first of all. Second of all, recognize that the critical thing to learn is that we need to love our sexual selves and recognize and acknowledge our sexual being and recognize and acknowledge our cock and do those things for ourselves. And then we're not depending upon some external source that the vast majority of the time will never deliver the validation and the acceptance and the love that you're looking for. Even if it's not some random person, and even if it's not sending some dick pic to a random woman or whoever, a lot of times it's in a relationship. If you don't love and accept and acknowledge your sexual self, including your cock, your partner won't be able to. Even if she tries, you're not gonna feel it because you're gonna be limited by how much you accept and love and acknowledge yourself. So for those of you men or women who have experienced this unwanted intrusion, let's understand that this is really the foundation. And it's not actually out of a place of some obsession with sexuality. You know, yeah, that actually might play a role in their life and that might be another outcome. But this whole sending a picture to a random person thing, it's a desperate, desperate attempt to find validation and acceptance and love. That's it. It's misguided. It's very misguided. But that's what's at the foundation of it. And all of us, whether that's something you've done at all, a lot, or never even thought about, all of us as men, we have some improving to do in terms of loving and acknowledging and validating ourselves and giving ourselves what we need, including from a sexual standpoint, so that we're not in misguided ways going to these external places to seek it out. That's what that, you know, it's not just these sending a dick pic. That's what this episode is really about, but it's going out and seeking a lot of this casual sex. It's the way that a lot of guys approach relationships, even long-term relationships. So many guys are in this trap of seeking validation and love and acceptance in the sexual part of themselves from something external because they've never given it to themselves. Because as teenagers, as young men, we're in this place, as most teenagers are in most aspects of life, of feeling a little self-conscious, of doubting ourselves, of wondering if we're enough, those kind of thoughts. And so for a lot of us, those are the thoughts and patterns that take hold in our sexuality. So all of us need to understand that if we're going to really expand and heal our sexuality, we've got to accept and love and acknowledge ourselves. That's what would prevent so much of this gnarly external stuff, so much of this toxic sexuality and the way that it plays out for both men and women would not be happening if we all learned how to love and acknowledge and accept and interact and engage with ourselves in a sexual way. So if you've experienced this in the urge to send out a dick pic, look inside, understand that this is not about hoping that some random woman online tells you how fucking awesome your cock is. Oh my, do you really think that's going to happen? I mean, do any of these guys actually think that's going to happen? Has it ever happened? Has there ever been a single woman who's gotten a picture like that and they've been like, no, it doesn't happen. Come on, you guys, be better than that and recognize it's about loving and accepting ourselves and acknowledging ourselves. And that's where the real power is too. Because to the degree that you need to find that external validation, whether it's from somebody you're in a relationship with or from some random person online or whoever, to the degree that you are in need of that validation and acceptance and love from that other person, you're giving up your power. When you love and acknowledge yourself, when you love and acknowledge your sexual being, when you appreciate yourself in this way, you reclaim your power and you'll heal those interactions. Instead of having these toxic interactions with other people because you're seeking something that you're not delivering to yourself, you're going to heal your interactions with other people. You're going to have higher vibration interactions when it comes to anything sexual. Man, thank you so much for listening. For you guys who are on video, I mean, really, you know, man, either way, even if you're listening on audio, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you guys. Keep moving forward on this journey. Listen, none of us are perfect. One of the four agreements, one of my favorite books is The Four Agreements. One of the four agreements is always do your best. And one of the critical things that I talked about recently is that our best is going to look a little bit different from day to day, and our best is never going to be perfect. I don't expect you to be perfect. You don't expect you to be perfect. You'll be much better off if you don't expect that perfection. But do keep stepping forward. I support you. I'm sending you good vibes. I'm sending you vibes of power and growth and expansion. Go get some. We'll talk to you soon.